Hello, Pisces, and welcome to your Vision Quest rune reading. And this is the 24th reading I've done for this series, 12 astrology readings completed, 11 rune readings completed, 12 written astrology readings. It's actually the 36th reading that I have done since November. And I'm very excited to be at the end of this particular journey. We'll see where we go from here. Quick astrology afterthought regarding Mars retrograde, which I haven't mentioned in the astrology bit, but I alluded to the theme of Mars retrograde when I talked about the thing about ethics being the missing piece in leadership today. We see this so much. We see it in the $100 million salaries while people are paid a dollar an hour to do things, or 10 cents an hour, 10 cents a day. We see it lots of different ways. We see it in the obsession with warfare. We see it in the propensity of corporate and government leaders to just simply open their mouths and lie like there's no big deal. This has conditioned us to expect lying and bullying to be the normal way of the world. And what I've been suggesting in the Pisces reading is that much of the leadership that I am talking about here is leadership in ethics and in values. And one of the ways we see that your sign is informed by ethics is the presence of Sagittarius on the 10th house. This is sort of like saying that your boss is a Jewish carpenter. The implication of Sagittarius is that you have to answer to the highest authority, again, to borrow from Oscar Mayer Wiener's the kosher frankfurters. So you have to produce halal and kosher and follow a certain kind of cosmic law to be the leader that you are. And one of the ways that we see this being emphasized and demonstrated is the retrograde of Mars, which begins in Sagittarius in April and then retrogrades back into Scorpio, stays in Scorpio for quite a while. And Scorpio is your ninth house. Scorpio is one of the signs you might consider to be associated with power, and that the ninth is one of the signs, the houses you would consider to be associated with doing the right thing, with a sense of ethics and an honest vision. And you have kind of imposed onto your cosmic script a combination of ethics and power, which is to say that for you there is really no dividing ethics and power unless you choose to be a wholly corrupt individual, which is possible. They exist under every shape and sign. But I think that that's unlikely. And in any event, what you have this year is a kind of a inquiry, kind of a periodic audit going on of your ethics and your motives. So Mars, pretty soon, on March 5th, I believe, with the sun in your sign, moves into the 10th house. And this is a strong assertion of leadership. It's about taking charge of something. And there may be some breakthroughs and some achievements. Mars then turns retrograde and backtracks its way. And that retrograde is what you might think of as a review period. And what Mars basically does when it goes retrograde is it crosses back over your solar midheaven and it backtracks into Scorpio. And there is a review of your concepts of power, your use of power, and the way in which you use the particular psychological gift that you have. Now, this is a point where a lot of darkness can seep in to the story, in that having psychological insight is one of the easiest ways to dominate or to manipulate people. And so there's a review here of making sure that your leadership style is direct and making sure that you are using your, let's say, emotional dynamics with others to be fair. And this is a question that will last much of the year. I don't see that there is a cause for actual concern, but I would say that given the amount of you know, sheer power running through your chart that you can never be too conscious or too cautious about whether you are doing the right thing in the right way and whether you are actually in accord with your own deepest, let's say, spiritual or religious values. So that's a bit of an astrology afterthought. This Mars retrograde is going to be exciting. It makes many aspects to many things. I would say that many of the adventures...